Hey everybody, Andy Hamilton of Track Wrestling here, bringing you another edition of 7 Minutes. Our guest this week is American University head coach Teague Moore. Moore just wrapped up his 8th season as a head coach at American. He was a 3-time All-American as a competitor at Oklahoma State and an NCAA champion in 1998. Moore went on to make the U.S. National Freestyle Team 3 times before becoming an assistant coach at Pittsburgh. He also served stints as an assistant at Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and Harvard before taking over as a head coach at Clarion, where he spent 5 seasons. The 7 Minute series is presented by CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. It's wrestlers helping wrestlers to wrestle at the college level. Start the recruiting process today. Let College Wrestler Recruiting help reach college coaches from D1, D2, D3, NAIA, NJCAA, NCAA, and WCAA. Check out CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. And also be sure to check out the 7 Minutes interviews we've done recently with David Taylor, Gable Steveson, Yanni Diakamahalas, Troy Nickerson, Troy Steiner, Doug Schwab, Mike Machiavello, Chris Pendleton, and Rob Cole, just to name a few. You can find the transcripts of the 7 Minutes interviews on trackwrestling.com, and you can also download and listen on the go to some of the recent interviews on the Matt Talk Podcast Network on iTunes. Our guest this week for 7 Minutes is American coach Teague Moore. Teague, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
It's awesome to have you on the show. If you could take what you know now and have a conversation with yourself at the age of 15, what advice would you give yourself?
I would probably tell myself to trust in the process and not be worried about what the long-term result is going to be. I think that would be good advice for me when I was 15, because I was so concerned about the result that I was just going through the process for the sake of going through the process. I think if I could have understood why I was doing what I was doing and not be so result-oriented, I think I would have been a little bit better off.
What's the biggest break you got that helped you get where you are now?
Oh, man. So this is kind of an odd one, but I got a phone call in 2004 prior to the Olympic trials, and it was a guy named Alan Meltzer, and his son was training at Harvard, and he said, "I'm looking for somebody to work with my son as he's going to take a year off from school. I need somebody to be there with him and oversee that process." And on a whim, I took that chance and took that opportunity, and it led me down kind of a twisting, turning path, but it ultimately led to where I was. I didn't even think I wanted to do coaching prior to that phone call. I was ready to go off into finance and try something different, but that led me to where I am today.
If you could spend a day with any coach in any sport, who would it be and why?
This is a really tough answer, because I would want to be around this guy to see how he makes things happen. But I'm a Pittsburgher, so I'm inherently not supposed to like him, but Bill Belichick at the Patriots would probably be my choice, because the guy has done amazing things and accomplished some amazing stuff. I think his philosophy and attitude would be something good for me to be around and learn from. But, that's a tough one as a Pittsburgher to say that.
You know, it's funny, as Doug Schwab, he's a Steelers fan too, and that was his answer a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we probably historically want to go see a Steelers fan, but right now there's the titles are up in New England, so I guess I'd want to be up there with him.
Who are a couple coaches in college wrestling you admire and why?
Oh, man, that list is endless. I'll just try to give a few and a couple of talking points on it. Brian Smith at Missouri has just been, you know, seeing what he did taking over that program and where he's put it. That was, it was incredible, and I admire him greatly because of it. Tommy Ryan at Ohio State, I think the way in which he always makes his team a contender is really impressive. I'm really, really amazed with what Cale has done at Penn State and how he handles things. Rob Cole at Cornell, he's been able to way to take a very unique situation and put them on the top of the game. I think that's a big one. A few others. I really like what Doug Schwab is doing out in Northern Iowa. It's really impressive. And I think he carries that program extremely well. I also like Chris Bono, and just seeing Chris over the years, the places that he's been and the ups and downs that he's had and where he's at now at Wisconsin, I think it's going to be really fun to see what happens with Wisconsin. So that's just a few. You know, my mentor, Coach Smith at Oklahoma State, John Smith, I was able to wrestle under him as an athlete. I went back and got a chance to see him as a coach in 2004 and be around the program there. It's been amazing to watch what he did. So he's another one on the list. There's not many coaches in D1 wrestling that I don't admire. I think what so many guys do for their athletes, for their universities, there's very few guys that I look at and I just say, I don't think they're in it for the right reasons. I see a lot of guys that sacrifice for their wrestlers and for their universities. And they're pretty amazing people usually.
Which recruiting loss was the hardest to deal with?
So if I could go back in time, as a coach and smack myself in the face, I got a phone call from Mark Manning at Nebraska, and he had a 125 pounder that was just in the national finals that, was looking to transfer. And like an idiot, I was at Clarion University and I didn't pursue that and bring that athlete to Clarion. And I absolutely should have. He ended up going to one of our rival schools and having great national success. Looking back on it, I probably took some advice that I shouldn't have taken. I should have said, here's a guy that can get his hand raised, and should have brought him in. That one really stings.
Paul Donahoe, you're talking about?
You got it.
Going back to recruiting as a prospective student athlete, what were your top three choices and why'd you pick Oklahoma State?
So now, mind you, different landscape, right? In 1994, I had just finished junior nationals. I had won my second junior national title in freestyle. And John Smith approached me. So in 1994, he's only 2 years out from his second Olympic title, sixth world title. And so my list was very short. It was Oklahoma State, Penn State, and Cornell. And I took an unofficial and an official visit to Penn State. I took an official visit to Oklahoma State. And when I got home from that trip, I canceled my trip to Cornell. And Coach Cole at Cornell, Coach Cole had just gotten started there, had some choice words. But those were my three choices. I only took two official visits and went to Oklahoma State.
Which match in your past sticks with you the most?
Which match sticks with me the most? I'm going to have to say, probably my loss at the 2004 Olympic trials to Sammy Henson. I was winning the match, and late in the match, he got to a takedown and ended up being able to score a gut wrench, which ultimately gave him the victory. And I probably re-wrestled that match 300,000 to 400,000 times in my head, and could really kick myself for not just staying in better position than what I did. And because I didn't stay in the right position, he got to the takedown, which led to the turn. And I really feel that had I done that, I would have put myself in a place. I still would have had to wrestle Stephen Abbas to make the Olympic team. But I really felt like if I would have got through that match, I had beaten Sammy before. And if I would have just stuck to what I needed to stick to, I really think I could have been potentially on that team in 2004.
Who's one guy you've wrestled? Who's one guy you wrestled that you really enjoyed scrapping against, and why?
Man, there's been so many of them. So I just said some of those names. Steven Abbas and I wrestled from the time of junior nationals all the way up through the Olympic trials, all the way through college, and had some great scraps with him. Jeremy Hunter, I actually wrestled through junior high or high school, all the way up through the Olympic trials. Had really good scraps with him. Eric Aiken. Eric was a guy that was older than me. He actually wrestled against my brother in college. And then by the time that I came out of college, I was wrestling Eric on the international scene. But I always had really good scraps with him. I guess if I had to, like, line up all the guys throughout my whole career, who did I really, really enjoy scrapping with was Jeremy Hunter. We went head-to-head at little tiny youth tournament or local tournaments where there was nobody in the stands. We wrestled in the Pennsylvania State Finals together. We wrestled at the U.S. Opens, Olympic Trials. And I always really felt that he and I were always giving 100% of ourselves every time on the mat. Every time we walked off the mat, we always still had a very cordial and a good relationship. We respected each other really well. We never had any kind of heated things off of the mat. It was always very respectful. And I think we both forced each other to wrestle to our highest potential every time we stepped on the mat. So that was probably somebody I look back. I will at least say this. He changed my career more than any other athlete because he made me rise to that level again and again and again.
Let's say wrestling has one governing body and you're the president. What would you want to change?
Get rid of the clock. Without a doubt. I feel like wrestling, we've hindered ourselves because of the clock. I really believe... And I tried an event a few years ago called First to 10, Tour ACW First to 10 scoring, and I tried it, right? Like, we put guys on the mat, and the goal was to be the first guy to get to 10 points. And it was – everybody thought when we talked about the concept, they said it'll never work. Guys won't go out and score points. Matches are going to last for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Our average match time was just over 5 minutes. They were fun. They were exciting to watch. And guys were working really hard to get to that 10th point and win the match. So without a doubt, that would be my first thing to change is get rid of the clock. And then very quickly after that, I would say we need a world championship that is an open world championship. So if Russia wants to bring, if they want to enter 27 guys in a weight class, they can do that. And if the United States wants to enter 15, they can enter it. At the end of the day or week, this thing's going to have to be run for multiple days. We need to give a big check to whoever wins that weight class or those weight classes and let them walk with $50,000 or $100,000 and really see who is the best of the best.
What's the most interesting thing about you that has nothing to do with wrestling?
The most interesting thing about me. I would probably say two things. I don't think a lot of people know that I'm a pretty devout Catholic. And I'll do things. I was raised going to the old Latin style Catholic Mass. And so my kind of viewpoint of Catholicism and or Christianity is a little bit more rigid than most people. Right now I'm going through Lent, and my Lenten observance is I'm doing a fast during daylight hours, which I know sounds kind of strange. That's like what Muslims do during Ramadan. But so when Lent began, Ash Wednesday, the next day, I get up and eat before the sun rises. I don't eat until the sun goes down. I drink throughout the day, and there's some things that I can drink that don't break my fast, but I'm for pretty much this Lent is 46 days long, so I'm not eating during daylight hours. And the days are long right now. You know, this morning it was like 6:50 or 6:52 when the sun came up. It doesn't go down tonight until 7:34. That's a long time to not be eating. And I'm still working out. I'm still doing my normal routine. I'm just not eating during the day. So I'd say there's probably one interesting thing most people don't know about me that I'm doing right now. Other than that, I got four kids. I don't know if a lot of people know that. And they're 14, 12, and twins that are 9. So they keep me busy, and that is really the drive of my life right now. Obviously, I want to be a great wrestling coach, and I want to do great things with American University, but my kids mean the world to me, and I really love being a dad and seeing them do what they do right now.
What's the greatest compliment someone can give you as a coach?
That I'm extremely tall. greatest compliment. I guess it would be that I'm either an exceptional father or that I'm an exceptional mentor to the guys that I coach. I think that would be the biggest compliment, is that somebody recognizes that I'm trying to either develop my own kids into good human beings, which can be challenging on some days. I'm sure any parent could agree to that. Or the guys that I'm coaching on my team, that I'm trying to get them to be the best athlete, best wrestler that they can be, and I'm trying to elevate their game while not sacrificing the core qualities of being a good human being along the way, right? Not wanting to be a champion and take the shortcuts and look for the easy way out. I'm trying to make these guys champions, but make them great people along the way. And that can be tough some days.
Hey, great stuff, Teague. Greatly appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I hope I made it within the time frame that I was allowed.
Well, there are no time frames on this. We call it 7 minutes, but we don't stick to it. We turn off the clock. We get rid of it just like you wanted to.
There you go, buddy. I think it's a better thing for the sport.